This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Why you weren't calling me back, 'cause the truth hurt more than that. I would still make plans with all of your friends' dinners, and I'd save you a plate like you're coming by late, covering up the fact that you're gone. Lied to myself, instead I'm moving on. I could feel chapter closing down, the very moment I could say it out
program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. We constantly talk about it. It does not matter who the host is. Who always matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? Today is Monday, September the 16th of 2024. Day 260th of the year, and only 106 days left to go. We are finally broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I miss the good old studio here, you know, where we get to hang out, because I'm going to tell you, doing some of this broadcasting from remote locations such as hotel rooms and hotel conference rooms and all that stuff, as much fun as it is, it can become a small cluster F, if you know what I'm saying, a small cluster F, but a good time. Anyways, last week we were broadcasting from the Conklin Conference in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Man, that was a fun time, hanging out with a whole bunch of people from different industries and doing the things that we get to do, because it's always fun when we get to do that. So there you go. So how's the last, you know, how was your weekend? I mean, let's talk about it. Oh yeah, and I wasn't here Friday because, you know, I got to do that thing. And for some reason, Thursday to Friday, yeah, that thing called sleep, not a thing that was happening in my life. Good times for sure, but yeah, not happening in my life. I think that if I go based on the Eastern time zone, I was up till like 5:30 in the morning until I passed out again. So yeah, good times. Definitely memorable that I was not able to sleep. I think I went like 26 hours straight. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, if you're not familiar with our show, we talk about safety in the news, news and safety. We do video format, audio format, text messaging, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. So if you want to watch the show, it's an easy process of doing so by going to, well, any kind of the multimedia platforms that you want to go to that does the social streaming, the social media streaming, we're on there. We're also on safetyfm.com on the video page if you want to do that. We're on Rumble, you know, we're on iHeartRadio. I think even our podcatcher now, you know, is live in regards to when we're doing this stuff. But we're our radio station first, podcast network next, and then we kind of fall into the video thing third. That's kind of the way that it's always been. So just for reference purposes. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com gets everything going. So that's it. I mean, that is bitch. Dunzo. Anyway, so I missed you. I hope you missed me as much as I missed you. I mean, I know that I gave you some shows last week. Wasn't the full plethora of shows that I would normally like to deliver to your hand, but there you go. Those are the things that happen. But with that being said, I'm going to have to tell you, because I think it's one of those things that we should talk about. Konkan Conference 3, I was super impressed with it. I mean, I was super excited with everything that was going on. And then now, people are already asking if there's going to be a Konkan Conference 4. And I kind of sit back and I go, well, I don't think that there is. I mean, there's not a conversation at the moment about doing it. But then I started thinking, if we were to do it, what if the venue, I'm just thinking out loud here, if the venue played a factor into what the theme for the conference was? Yeah, I guess we could talk about that later, because I think that that would make it pretty interesting in regards to the things that we get to do. Anyways, with that, what's playing? Oh, apparently there's some level of music playing in the background. Okay, so with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I took a look at the trends of the ends of the end, the fat cat goes viral and a piece of American history heads to auction block. We'll talk about that. Also, did Taylor Swift endorse help or hurt Kamala Harris? We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, Netflix gets sued and a Goonie sequel isn't happening. We'll talk about details about that in casting calls. And some social media olive branches extend to Prince Harry's milestone birthday. So we will see what happens there. So we have some people that are waiting to tell you about what the hell's going on inside of the world in the news. So if you are ready, I believe that I am ready. And then we can start talking about it right away about what the hell is going on inside of the newso uzo. So why don't we go ahead and get into the news right now? Because I think that it's time to do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. President Biden says authorities will have every resource to protect Donald Trump after another apparent assassination attempt. A 58-year-old suspect is in custody after a rifle was spotted on Mr. Trump's golf course in Florida on Sunday. The Republican candidate in November's election says he is safe and well. Former FBI agent Bobby Chacon says the Secret Service is being praised for a swift response.
You're going to see the Secret Service kind of take a little bit of credit, as they should, where they probably learned a lesson from the prior shooting of Trump and pushed his security apparatus out further from him. And that's why they caught this guy, or they came into contact with this guy before he was ever close enough to Trump to take that shot, as happened in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago.
The strongest storm to hit Shanghai in over 70 years has made landfall. All flights in and out of Shanghai have been cancelled and highways closed as Typhoon Bebinka lashed the city with strong winds and torrential rain. From Hong Kong, Laura Westbrook.
Packing winds of 151 kilometres per hour, the typhoon made landfall Monday morning local time in the coastal area of Lingan New City to the east of Shanghai. The city's 25 million residents were told to stay in their homes, while some 377,000 people were moved to safety. Flights and trains were cancelled, disrupting the plans of millions of travellers at the start of the Mid-Autumn Festival. Authorities are on high alert, with the storm expected to bring up to 25 centimetres of rain. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Devastating rains have claimed at least 8 lives across Central and Eastern Europe as a powerful storm causes widespread flooding and disruption. Storm Boris has overwhelmed rivers in Poland and the Czech Republic, leading to evacuations and significant damage. Indian opposition leader Arvind Kejriwal has announced he'll resign as Chief Minister of Delhi just days after being released from prison. Mr. Kejriwal was granted bail after almost 6 months of detention for being allegedly involved in a graft case. Sriyoshi Mukherjee reports.
Arvind Kejriwal says he will only return to the post of the Chief Minister of Delhi's regional government if the city's people put their trust in him and vote him back to power. Delhi's elections are scheduled to take place in February next year, but Mr. Kejriwal has called on India's Election Commission to bring forward the local polls to November. He has served as Delhi's chief minister for 2 consecutive tenures and has been a fierce critic of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Kejriwal was first taken into judicial custody in March for being involved in alleged irregularities in the capital city's liquor policy. But he has denied these allegations and says these charges are politically motivated.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today is President Biden edging towards a decision to allow Ukraine to use NATO-supplied weapons to their full effect, rather than being restricted from using them to attack Russian territory. The issue was front and centre when British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visited Washington last week for talks with President Biden. The British seem keener currently than the Americans do to allow restraints on Ukraine to be lifted. But Bob McMahon of America's Council on Foreign Relations thinks that a major policy shift may still be in the works.
It certainly seems like they're prepared to do that in terms of some of the comments that Antony Blinken has made about what Russia has done and what Ukraine should be allowed to do. It still would mark a really big departure, though, sort of a move into unknown territory in terms of how Russia would respond. And Russia continues to send out ominous warnings about it will be responding in due course, announcing it's changing its nuclear weapons posture based on recent events like the Ukrainian invasion and other things. It's not clear what Russia's prepared to do on the military front, but, you know, we could be entering into a really dangerous new chapter, which is why this has been resisted for so long.
Ukraine has long demanded an opportunity to use the US and UK supplied missiles to attack Russian territory, though insists they would only target military facilities and other sites directly involved in the war. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, President Biden says authorities will have every resource to protect Donald Trump after another apparent assassination attempt. The strongest storm to hit Shanghai in over 70 years has made landfall. Devastating rains and floods have claimed at least 8 lives across Central and Eastern Europe. And Indian opposition leader Arvind Kejriwal has announced he'll resign as chief minister of Delhi just days after being released from prison. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're looking for a new dentist in Orlando, you'll love Dr. Brittany Baker and the team at Woodland Lakes Dental. Working with you to tailor your experience is their priority, and they'll partner with you to meet your goals. Passionate about helping families with options that support your desire for a beautiful and healthy smile. They love kids and offer a calming environment and an educational approach. Woodland Lakes Dental's goal is that you feel comfortable that your family has good bases for a lifetime of excellent oral health while we help you make confident choices for your family's care. To find out more information or to book an appointment, go to woodlandlakesdental.com. That's woodlandlakesdental.com or call 407-214-4668. That's 407-214-4668. Woodland Lakes Dental's friendly staff and Dr. Brittany Baker, DMD, will take care of you.
Radio Big. Streaming 24-7 at RadioBig.fm.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop
laptop to apply, Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, if you believe in magic, and I know you do, you're listening to something magical at this particular moment, 17 minutes past the top of the hour, as we are on the verge of getting into all of the shit list. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about there, as we're going to get into everything that we need to talk about, because that is what we do around here, my friend. That is what we do. Anyways, with that being said, so let's get into it. United States Secret Service on Sunday foiled another apparent attempted assassination of Donald Trump while he played a round at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Here's what we know. At around 12:30 p.m. Central, which is kind of weird because West Palm Beach is in Eastern time, but that's okay. Secret Service reported shots fired. Then Trump is on the links of his security detail, includes a crew scouting a hole ahead. One of these advanced agents spotted the barrel of a rifle protruding through a chain link fence. Upon spotting the rifle, the agent fired. The alleged would-be shooter then ran away. A bystander heard gunshots and saw the alleged would-be shooter, 58-year-old Ryan Roth. Yeah, Ryan Roth, get into a vehicle. The bystander snapped a picture of the suspect's vehicle and somehow quickly got into a local law enforcement using a traffic camera technology to scan plates. Law enforcement tracked the suspect down quickly and arrested him. He went into custody without incident and remained calm throughout the process. An investigation of Roth's position showed that he bought two bags filled with ceramic tiles, a GoPro camera, and an AK-47. There's been speculation that the tile is a bag that to makeshift barrier to protect Roth from incoming fire. The position was estimated 300 to 500 yards from Trump's location at the time that Roth was spotted. In a statement, the incident, Trump said, there were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I wanted to hear it this first. I am safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again. That's the comment that Trump made. So what do you think? I mean, this is interesting. July the 13th and now September the 15th. So about 32 days apart, you're having two assassination attempts on this man in regards of what's going on. I don't know what's happening. Listen, I don't know. I will say this, and I don't think it really needs to be stated, but I will say it anyways. Regardless on who you think should win the election, this is not the approach of what should be done. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't care if you dislike whoever the candidate is. This is not the way the democracy works. It's one of those things that I'm like, yeah, this is just crazy. 32 days apart, this man has had two attempted assassinations upon his life. Don't get it. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand that some people don't like certain candidates. I just get it. I mean, some people don't like Kamala Harris. Some people don't like Donald Trump. Shit, some people don't even like RFK Jr. I mean, let's just be realistic in regards to the candidates that were running. I mean, and I'm sure people didn't like Biden as well and all this other stuff. I mean, I understand this, but this is not the way. This is not the approach. But what do I know? Okay. So let's do the Democratic way, I mean, of doing stuff or through democracy in regards of, you know, you vote for the person you want to see win and then go from there. And, you know, you can sit here and, you know, say one thing, say another, but you really have to think about these things. I get weirded out when we start getting into the election season because people get extremely strange. Like, extremely strange in regards to this shit. Just because I don't agree with your political views does not mean that we can no longer be friends. And, I mean, I have people that are online that I see post stuff that I consider friends, some that I consider acquaintances. But with as much time as some of the people that I know spend posting shit online in regards about politics, I think that they should just invest that time and actually run to being a politician, opposed to actually just posting shit online, because it seems like a waste of time. But now that's just me getting off on a soapbox, if I may, of course.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, Facebook appears to have already wiped Raw social media profile. Why? Why shouldn't the world be able to take a look at what this guy believes and what might have been motivated for him to try to kill Trump? This is a tremendous security failure, but not necessarily the fault of the U.S. Secret Service. The Roth was stopped, but the Roth was stopped? Really? That's what we're saying? Okay, but was able to get that close to former president. The challenger to the incumbent party is a problem, as the candidate and former President Trump does not have full security detail that would have included more comprehensive security precautions. Roth reportedly advocated for sending a volunteer to fight alongside with the Ukrainian soldiers in their defense war against Russia. In one instance, he spoke to Newsweek, which a lot of people are actually referencing now, because there was a circulation. Now, I'm going to show you this for the sake of doing it. I'm not showing you anything out of the ordinary here. So let's get this a little preppy-eppy, because that's what I do around here. I prep some stuff in regards of getting some of the stuff moving for you. But, man, it gets strange right away. So let's do this. Let's publish. And here's a tidbit, a tids bitsy.
And why are you here?
I'm 56, from the U.S., from North Carolina. Originally, so I live in Hawaii now, so flew all the way from Hawaii here. So the question as far as why I'm here, to me, you know, a lot of the other conflicts are gray, but this conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. This is a storybook, you know, any movie we ever watch, this is definitely evil against good. I mean, we're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are
okay
and kind. And
so you get the point here. I mean, you get it. We're going to stop that, but you get it. I wanted you to see what he looked like, you know, the typical stuff. But, man, does the world get strange sometimes when it's all said and done? So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other things. This will be a developing story, of course. So as we hear more news, I will get you some info, because that's what I do around here. I get you information of the things that are going on inside of the world. Okay, so this is just not a good year for Boeing. Let's talk about this. Thousands of employees for the aviation manufacturer went on strike on Friday after voting to reject the contract that the union had negotiated. Meeting to resolve the dispute, the disputes are expected to begin this week, while union leaders for the International Association of Machinists and the Aerospace Workers previously called the deal the best we've negotiated in our history. The rank and file workers expected bigger raises during the vote to ratify last week. 95% of the workers rejected the contract. The strike affects around 30,000 of Boeing's 170,000 employees. This is according to the New York Times. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I look at this and I go, not a good year for Boeing whatsoever in regards to what we're talking about. I mean, and I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be a hater because, you know, that's just not what I do normally. So just some things to think about. So as you look at this, what do you think? Do you go and go, this is a little bit crazier than what I expected? Or do you go, screw it, who cares? I don't know. Just some things to think about. Meanwhile, Verizon has announced that it will lay off 4,800 employees by March, representing 4.5% of its workforce. This is according to Mashable. Yeah, that's a number. That's a number for sure, as we are talking. So what do you think here? I mean, that's a big number, 4.5% of the workforce. I mean, is Verizon having a hard time? I thought they had really good service. Don't know what happened with that one, that's for sure. So take a listen to this. There's a lot going on with Elon Musk's Starlink service from the weekend. Here's the latest. The chair of the Federal Communication Commission fired shots at Starlink last week, saying that the company's extensive satellite network is a monopoly that hinders the economy. So we've got to invite many more space actors in, many more companies that can develop constellations and innovations in space, he said. So there you go. United Airlines has struck a deal with Starlink internet access on all of its flights at no cost to its passengers. Its Starlink exploiting monopoly power is really bad at it. As many flyers know, that the traditional internet access in the air has an expensive and unreliable, but Starlink offers constant high-speed connectivity based on multiple initial reviews. This is according to the Washington Post. As another FCC commission points out that X in 2023, the FCC revoked an $855 million contract for Starlink on the ground that it could be reached through enough people. Just a year later, the same bureaucracy called it a monopoly. It's almost as if the FCC is being intentionally obtuse for its political potential opponent. Canada government recently awarded $2.14 billion loan to the telecommunication company to build satellite internet network to service rural areas. On ex-Canadian members of the Parliament, Michael Barrett asked Musk how much it would cost to provide Starlink service to every Canadian without access of high-speed internet. Musk said that he could do it for less than half of the amount, so around $1 billion. $1 billion to give access to all the Canadians who do not have access to high-speed internet. So what do you think here? Does that make sense? Is it fair? Is it one of those things that you go, okay, this can be done? Or do you look at it and go, contraire, mon frère, in regards of how this stuff works? I mean, I don't know. I look at the whole thing and I think that it's a cluster. I think that here's a couple of things that I think about all the time. I don't understand to date, why hasn't Starlink yet come up with their own phone service? That's the first thing that comes to mind. All the time, because wouldn't they have like some tremendous service when it was all said and done? Think about it for a moment. I mean, like, let's be realistic. If they have access to so many satellite systems, they should be able to pull that off relatively quick. In regards to that. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. An original copy of the United States Constitution will hit the auction block later this month. The rare artifact originally belonged to Samuel Johnston, the governor of North Carolina from 1787 to 1789, who managed the ratification of the Constitution in his state. The document stated Hayes' farm, Johnston's plantation, forgotten in filing cabinet with other historical documents until 2022. That's when the state of North Carolina purchased the farm and turned it into a public historical site. Finally, the filing cabinet was properly inventoried and the document was found. This particular version includes the signature of Charles Thomas, the Secretary of Congress that ratified the Constitution. Thomas only signed a few of the 100 copies that he had ordered printed, likely 2 copies per each state. The document is the only known complete version of the Constitution in private hands. Bidding will start around $1 million. Similar original constitution sold in 2021 for $43.2 million. So there you go. Worth noting, in 1983, the historical document appraiser spotted the original copy of the Declaration of Independence with Johnston's documents that ended up selling for $412,500. This is according to CBS News. So there you go. Also, a 38-pound cat named, Crumbs in Russian, got stuck in a shoe rack while trying to escape a pet diet camp in Perm, Russia last week. The escapee was found caught at the bottom of the racks of the shelf with his face shoved into a blue crock. Now back to the pet center. Employees say that Crumbs will continue his daily exercise routine to complete the regular treadmill workouts. For the record, most domestic cats weigh about 10 pounds. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some news about the box office real quick. At number 10, God's Not Dead, If We Trust God, $1.4 million. At number 9, The Forge, $2.01 million. At number 8, It Ends With Us with $2.02 million. At number 7 was Alien with $2.4 million. At number 6, The Killer Game, $2.6 million. At number 5 was Reagan with $2.9 million. At number 3... No, last a lie. At number 4, I'm a Racist with $4.7 million. At the number 3 spot was Deadpool and Wolverine with $5.2 million. Also at number 2 was Speak No Evil with $11.5 million. And at the number 1 spot, Beetlejuice for the second week in a row. So there you go. There you go. Also, let's talk about the Dow real quick. The Dow gained about 297 points to close at 41,393 on Friday. The S&P increased by 30 points to close at 5,626. And the NASDAQ increased by 114 points to close at 17,683. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20. And Bitcoin gained on the weekend, trading around $59,200 on Sunday evening. There was more than 4,240 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Sunday, with about 50 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $31 million jackpot or a $15.6 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $165 million jackpot or an $83.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, it's time to do so. Anyways, with that being said, it is 33 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do normally around this time that we have deemed, yes, I will say deemed, as our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Listen, I have to tell you, I have to share with you, yes, I am in Orlando this week, so just in case if you were wondering. And the reason that I bring this up is because, you know, that there is a pretty big conference that's taking place this week in good old Orlando. If I remember this correctly, I believe the workshop started yesterday, and that's for the National Safety Council. Yeah, I'm not a hater. National Safety Council, yeah, I want to say that probably one of my first certifications that I ever got related to safety came from them. Now, I have to sit back here for a second because, you know, as I had told you already, and if you were hanging out last week, well, I was at a conference there, the Conklin Conference last week in Santa Fe. So as you hear, and then I'm going to tell you here that in a few weeks, in about a month time frame, I'm going to be at Safety Day here in the Orlando region taking place. It's one of those events. It's a regional event that I love attending to because I think that it's so great in what they do. And you're going to hear conference, 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 conference. And the reason that I bring all of this up is because I think that conferences are important. I think that the information that they share could be good for you if used properly when you come back. But I also look at this and go, the conference high. You know what I'm talking about. You go to an event, you're powered up in regards to the things that you think that should happen, the things that you believe that will happen when you get back, the things that you believe that will change the world. Because all of a sudden you have this level of motivation that will change everything for you. Because now, you know, this girl is on fire in regards of what she wants to do moving forward. So here's what I'm going to tell you. That emotional event of everything changing for you lasts on the average, 6 weeks. Yeah, that's it. 6 weeks. So here's what happens. If you get into this and you are the only person that went within your organization, you're going to be like, I am so excited. And if things don't start changing, you're going to get burned out. It's going to be like I was on fire for you. And where did you go? So, here's what happens. I normally recommend strongly to build a small group of people that you can interact with, a small group of people that you can have conversations with, a small group of people that would be willing to discuss information with you in regards of what's going on, in regards of how the journey has worked for them. If you don't do these things, it might come back to hurt you in the long run. And I don't say this to be a jerk. I say this because it's the reality of the situation on how these things normally go. If you don't tend to start talking and working on these things and having other people to interact with, it becomes extremely difficult for you to maintain and having momentum. And don't get me wrong here, momentum when it comes to this is crucial. Because listen, if you're working on something day in and day out and day in and day out, and you are the only person that's doing that work, guess what happens? Nothing. Not much. If you stop doing anything, guess what stops happening? The work. So guess what needs to keep you motivated? The work. And if you don't have somebody around you that can help you stay motivated, guess what you're going to lose motivation with? The work. So yeah, it's all work related in a weird kind of way, but also at the same time too, it's something that you need to talk about. It's something that you need to communicate with others. So how do you, yes, you, handle going to these conferences? Because they can only keep you motivated for X amount of time. So this is why building the infrastructure of maybe an email chain, maybe something along those lines, you know, where you have Slack communication with people in regards of what's going on. Because if you don't do this, it will come back to haunt you later on about how you're not feeling inspired. How does it go? I'm feeling uninspired. I think I'll start a fire. Everybody run. Bobby's got a gun. Yeah, I think that's how the story goes. Or I'm sorry, should I say a pew-pew to say that properly? So there you go. How do you handle it? I don't know. I will tell you 6 weeks of motivation after going to one of these things. So how do you want to address it? Maybe that is the greater concern.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to Home Title Lock.
www.safetyfm.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO, that's R-A-D-I-O, that's the code RADIO, for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Auto correct probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Think it's coming into focus how I can picture life without you now. Funny how we're fighting out of love, but that's the story of us. Made my roommate hide our pictures so that I didn't see him again. Couldn't swallow that this was the end. No, not fair how you decided. How long was your heart divided? Threw me to the side, had to compromise. You chose yourself and I could feel it trapped to closing down.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out. This right here, the story of us. Hail. Currently available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yep, that's the story of us. Is there really a story of us? Because I don't really think there is. Yep.
Yep.
I'd like to thank Hale for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yep, I have lied to myself instead of moving on. I guess that's what I should have done a long time ago. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on her arms. So here you go. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And True Right Love on her arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, and click on the section that says Find Help. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Listen, once you get there, all kinds of information available for you. Stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. So TWLOHA.com. So information readily available for you right there. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of our multiverse, because that's what we do around here. We talk about the verse of the multi. Anyways, so emotional, yeah, so because apparently we have never have too many 8 new emojis, or if you want to be grammar Nazi, or 8 new emoji, so not emojis, emoji, are expected to be available on smartphones soon. And if you feel like that you need to have the bags under the eyes emoticon has been overlooked until now, your days is coming soon. The Unicode standard, which is responsible for creating new emojis, announced new icons last week. Here's what we have coming. A face with under-eye bags, a fingerprint, a purple splat symbol, a turnip, because it's often required, a leafless tree, and a harp and a shovel, definitely for texting about work or politics, and the official flag of Sark, the island of the English Channel. For those who are counting, the new release will bring a total number of characters of to 154,998 on social media. Users celebrated the inclusion of the emoji with dark under-eye circles and a bored expression, in which person's writing X representation is important, and thank you for the Unicode. Okay, so, and yet, I still keep thinking that using the same 4 emojis as I know is the best way to go. So I don't know. I've got to point out that I've lived in some island of Sark, and I'm pretty peeved They got us this thing of the Amish farmer, a nose picking emoji, long before that we ever got our flag. So just some stuff to think about. I think I have the right to be angry now in regards to talking about this. So let me tell you about this one, because I think that this was pretty interesting when I found it, because I was like, this is a different approach to stuff. Today is Tattoo Story Day. If you ever decided that you'd like to get a new type of ink done, I'm pretty sure that you'll have a great story to tell. A British tattoo artist is becoming known for his signature DeBose tattoo, which look like they have been carved into your skin. Carnival Gulliver, known as Gully, specializes in a number of different tattoo styles, including a miniature ultra-realistic portrait of optical illusion, but it is mostly sought after because of his DeBose tattoos, which are currently unnerving as you look at it. They make you, the observer, wonder exactly what went into creating the graphic look like a skin art. It is difficult to describe without showing you a picture, so there are plenty of those on Instagram at Gully Tattoo. So they also make me wonder on how they got into the heads of other people to get one done. That's probably one of the first things to talk about. And shouldn't they do that last call thing with an etch-a-sketch opposed to just kind of jabbing stuff into people and saying, hey, this seems like a good idea? I mean, I'm just asking the question here. No doubt about it.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. Some stuff going on. No doubt about that one. Let's talk about some other things that are going on, because I think we have some time to be able to do that. We talked about the box office. We also discussed. The numbers. Do we want to talk about showbiz? The 76th Primetime Emmy Awards aired last night from Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. Father-son duo Eugene and Dan Levy hosted the event. It was the second Primetime Emmy Awards ceremony held this year after the 75th one was delayed from September 2023 to January 2024 due to the Hollywood strike. FX drama Shogun has a solid night, taking the best drama series, directing, and acting category hacks. The comedy about comedy took home the best comedy for Jean Smart, also for the best actress Emmy of her role. The show also picked up the comedy writing. So there you go. So the drama winners for viewers, according to the viewers, here's what it is. Series Shogun, actress Anna Sui, actor, I can't pronounce his name, but it's also from Shogun. Supporting actress Elizabeth Debicki from The Crown. Supporting actor Billy Crudup from The Morning Show. Let's see, writing, Will Smith, not the one you're thinking, Slow Horses, just saying. And directing was Frederick E.O. for Shogun. So apparently Shogun was killing it last night in regards of the stuff that was going on. So there you go. So with that being said, 52 minutes past top of the hour, I think we need to get motivated. So let's bring some John Smalls in here right now.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Submitted by Julie. Serena Williams said, "Every woman's success should be an inspiration to another. We're strongest when we cheer each other on." I absolutely love this quote. Now, I'm going to add to it as well. I think every person's success should do the same, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever their race, wherever they're from. When someone else is winning, be happy for them and be inspired to succeed as well. Sadly, I see too many people get angry when someone else wins. I don't get that. I try to be genuinely happy for my friends when they do well. I'm a stand-up comic. When a friend wins a contest or books a really good show, I'm just as happy for them as I would be if it were my opportunity. Be genuinely happy for others.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. The ministry of comfort is especially hard for men. It's hard for a man to sit and wait, to watch, powerless, as sickness and death does their dirty work. A man wants to do something, anything. He wants to exert his authority, regain control of his world. But that's not possible. He often ends up pretending that the one he loves isn't dying. That may provide a temporary reprieve, but it cannot long protect him. In the end, Only the presence of Jesus can sustain him in the dark hour of his grief. Lord Jesus, comfort us with your presence, with the promise of eternal life. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. President Biden says authorities will have every resource to protect Donald Trump after another apparent assassination attempt. The strongest storm to hit Shanghai in over 70 years has made landfall. Devastating rains have claimed at least 8 lives across Central and Eastern Europe. And Indian opposition leader Arvind Kejriwal has announced he'll resign as chief minister of Delhi days after he was released from prison.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Okay, so there we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing all the fun things that we get to do, no doubt here. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. And when I take a look around, if I take a look at, what date do I want to go to? Let's go to 1985. When Steve Jobs resigned from his post as chairman of Apple Computer, the same day he incorporated a small company called Next, N-E-X-T Computers, which he envisioned would crush Apple. It didn't. Apple would buy N-E-X-T for $400 million in 1996, and Jobs would return to Apple as an advisor. When sitting Apple CEO Gil Amelio oversaw one of the company's worst losses ever, Apple named Jobs back as the interim CEO exactly 12 years later. That happened back in 1985. So there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Chase Strokes turns 32, Nick Jonas 32, Ian Harding 38, Kyla Pratt 38, Alyssis Bledel 43, Flo Rida turns 45 today, Amy Poehler turns 53, Mark Anthony 56, Jennifer Tilly 66, David Copperfield turns 68, Robin Yount 69, Ed Begley 75, and Rosemary Castles, she turned 76 today, if you're looking for that. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, there is a plethora of them today. Family and Community Day, Teenager Workout Day, and Bradstreet Day. What else? Pet Promise Day, Mayflower Day, National Step Family Day, National Working Parents Day, National Play-Doh Day, Collect Rock Day, National Guacamole Day, National Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, and National Choose Your Chocolate Day. I think I try to celebrate that one every day, but let's not get too confused about what we're talking about here. No doubt about that. If you need a random joke for today, well, I have one of those as well. Here we go. I got some new underwear on the weekend. Well, new to me, so there you go. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most spontaneous thing you've ever done? I don't know if I can say that on the radio. Okay, so there you go. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Stats show that over 70% of us do this at least once per week while driving. What is it? Run a red light. So there you go. So anyways, that's gonna end our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If not, you can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. If they say it's impossible to them, not for you. Remember that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
trapped or closing down. The very moment I could say it out loud. Strength and pain to wash away the hurt. Days of waiting longer than you want to. Think it's coming into focus how I can picture life without you now. Funny how we fell in and out of love. But that's the story of us. So that I didn't see him again. Couldn't swallow that this was the end. No, not fair how you decided.